from KQED.
In partnership with KCBX on the Central Coast, I'm John Sepulvedo, and this is the California Report.
We're beginning the show on a UTV racing down sand dunes overlooking the Pacific Ocean, just south of Pismo Beach. And I gotta say, it's a lot of fun. These dunes are one of the rare places in California where you can ride ATVs right on the beach. And families of all stripes, from all corners of the state, come. The dad with the Dodgers hat, the mom with the Yosemite sticker. Some RVs have flags of Mexico, some have the stars and bars. It's a diverse mix of families here.
Yeah, people definitely travel to come ride the sand dunes, so it's pretty neat getting to meet all the different people.
Candace Wallace is a supervisor at Steve's ATV Rentals, one of the local businesses here.
Wind blows from off the ocean, so what it does is it creates sand dunes where it'll be a buildup of sand on one side, and then on the other side, you can have a drop-off. Now, the drop-offs vary. Usually, it's the further away from the water you get, the steeper those drop-offs get. So, you know, you got to make sure that when you get to the top of a dune, you stop, you make sure that you know what's on the other side. It's like a mirage. So when you come up through the dunes, it looks like it's flat until you get up to the top of it. And then on the other side, you've got a steep drop off. So you definitely have to make sure that you're aware of your surroundings.
But flying off the tops, I imagine, is part of the fun, right? Like,
well, you know, yeah, I mean, you can definitely have some fun, but, you know, you just want to be very careful because accidents happen, you know.
Every once in a while, one of those will roll over, and oftentimes it seems like it's a kid, too, that can be injured or even killed.
That's San Luis Obispo Mayor Heidi Harmon. And she says while that danger is tragic, it is rare. Rather, she says these dunes are controversial locally for other reasons.
The controversy comes from the dust that is generated by the ATVs out there, both directly when they're actively doing their thing, but also indirectly by the destruction of sort of the natural environment out there. And so regardless of if they're out there or not, the wind has a pretty strong impact on the dust out there, and it infiltrates throughout that community. And many days throughout the year, that area has the worst air quality in the United States. So
in the whole U.S.
In the whole United States. So the impacts are significant on people's health out there.
And it's because of the sand.
Correct.
Essentially.
Correct.
We checked, and she's right. According to the US EPA, there have been several days when the air quality here is the worst in the entire country. Economically, it's clear the ATVs are beneficial. The county estimates the dunes bring in $171 million annually.
My sense is that it's a destination spot for folks. It's one of the few places that you can do that activity on the beach. And so I think we do get a lot of folks coming in over from the valley and probably other parts of the state to participate primarily on the weekends and certainly throughout the summer. And so I don't know that it's essential to the folks that actually live in that community. Mostly I hear from the locals their deep concern about the dust infiltrating their homes, their schools, and of course their lungs.
Like most complex stories, there is no resolution here. There are the economics of exhilaration, and then there are the environmental effects. But even die-hard ATV riders here acknowledge steps need to be taken to protect health, and Harmon says she understands the economic importance of keeping the dunes open. This is just one of the examples why the Central Coast is a good place to examine how people of vastly different political stripes live together. It is California's melding point, not of North and South, but of conservative and progressive values. In fact, Mayor Harmon is herself a great example of this. She is a Bernie Sanders progressive in a Republican county, a politician who prides herself in being both feminine and fierce.
And you would not be alone in that description of me. I would really advise people not to mess with me.
Tomorrow we don't mess, but we do test Harmon, whose political career may very well hinge on whether her peers can deal with her roses. We explain what that means, and we bring you stories from the great blended coast for the rest of the week on the California Report. We're going to go down to Sacramento. Governor Jerry Brown wanted it, helped lobby for it, and yesterday he got to sign a 10-year extension of California's cap-and-trade program into law. KQED's Guy Marzorati was there.
Brown joined legislative leaders on San Francisco's Treasure Island for a victory lap. Also in attendance, lobbyists from groups you might not associate with environmental policy.
Shall we mention them? People representing oil,
agriculture, business, chamber of commerce, food processing, Foster Farms, Gallo Winery, the whole crowd.
Brown's point was to call attention to the give and take that was needed to reach a cap-and-trade extension on a supermajority vote. Tax benefits were included in the extension that won approval of business groups. Brown said the diversity of interest groups represents the diversity of the state.
Now, some people say, oh my God, we don't like those people. Well, let's face it, this is California.
For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati in San Francisco.
Orange County authorities are still investigating the death of a jail inmate. 27-year-old Danny Pham died in custody, and five jail employees have since been suspended. KPCC's Jill Replicable reports.
A lawyer hired by relatives of Danny Pham suspects he was killed by another inmate in custody on suspicion of murdering two homeless people. Pham, by contrast, was finishing up a 3-month sentence for vehicle theft. James Saida is a consultant who has assessed jail management in Orange County. He says housing a potential serial killer with a nonviolent offender would raise questions. And he says the fact that jail employees were put on leave indicates a potential violation of jail policy or even the law.
The rule of thumb in jails is that an individual should walk out of the jail in at least as good a shape as when they came in.
The Orange County Sheriff's Department and DA's office are already under the spotlight. Last year, three inmates escaped from a different jail facility, which Sheriff Sandra Hutchins partly blamed on staffing shortages and management flaws. For the California Report, I'm Jill Replogle in Orange County.
Support for the California Report comes from PaintCare. Now with more than 800 drop-off sites in California, where households and businesses can recycle their leftover paint. More at paintcare.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, July 26, a production of KCBX and KQED. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.